exceptions is this: to me, you are not the historical beings. To me, you're you here, honestly. Because if they ask about you, what do I say about you? Your presence, do you remember that word? The presence of someone to us is the heart of the matter. The people who have some murshid, they don't go to him for advice. They don't go to him to, ask the questions or learn something. They could do all of this, but all these are the side effects. The main thing, they go to the peer for what? To be in that presence, because that will change the feeling. We talk about present, and we declare it right from the beginning. You remember he said, Sufi ibn al-Waqt bashat ay pesar. Sufi is the child of the moment. We think about this moment. This moment is different from everything else. Everything else will go to first past. Past is not here and has never been. Could you prove that past was here? Do you know that we grabbed you and you were normally, you were living in Yugoslavia. We captured you and we brainwashed you, we gave you this memory, and you were reawakened just 4 hours ago. And you remember nothing of that past, and you believe that you're American. Is it impossible? In time of Rome, you couldn't talk about it like this, but we could. We know that past is not really here, because past is influenced with what? Who will influence the past historical existence of me? You will grow a little bit older, you will become familiar with Al, this good friend of mine, Alzheimer. Then you will understand past is nothing. And it's past. And it's no good. Why? Because he let it go. If it was good, you will keep it. He let it go. Why? Like this one. This is the one that he is creating. If you are looking at God as a creator who created some automatic machine and now is in vacation and is looking around for some piece of some logs and woods to burn you later in, I don't know, hell. That's a picture. When we talk about creation, creation is an ongoing process. It's not a finished process. Means God didn't do it and went home. God is present in every single moment. Actually, he's creating that moment. Therefore, God is in this moment, not in the past. Yes, you're worried a little bit why I didn't mention the future. I know nothing about the future. I don't know if I'm here in the future. I don't know about you. Maybe some of you are sure I'm not. Not because I'm old. Even in childhood, I knew that tonight I sleep, and tomorrow, God willingly, I wake up. And I have to repeat it every single night to remember. Inshallah, there is tomorrow. If he doesn't want, there is no tomorrow. And I doubt yesterday, but now. Now is the moment. This is how we admire the moment. Not in an opportunistic way that this is the moment that you can do. This is the moment that the beauty exists, really. This is the moment that the breath is here. That's why when we come to that Arabic one, which is open to different interpretation, that amana, I prefer to call it the spirit, the breath, because breath is really borrowed moment. I know that every single breath is given to me, and I have to give it back. Then wish for the next one. He says, okay. Life is like that. And you are ruining your life with past, with your historical moment. You love it. You want to talk about it. Forget that. Because then it got complicated, right? He said, oh, I'm talking about something magical that will bring death to life, that will make the earth like the sun, that will do the magic. And it's really something that could scare you. Go and read that part of Quran which will give you that sense of scare. Because this dam, you remember he's talking about dam. The word dam, you remember?
Is what he's using here for breathings, and breathing and breath is dam.
Breath is dam. In Persian language, the moment is dam. And blowing is dam. The wind will blow, right?
Yesterday we had a dam.
In Persian, we'll say bad midamat, dat damidan. Then, when you talk to each other and start to pass the gossips around, that's damdame, because these breaths are, he will say, because of the fear of this breath. If you want to understand that fear, go and read that one. And if not, look at the other part, that he offered this to everyone. But they cried not to be given this, and God had mercy on them. Ashfaqna minhum will be like that. God had mercy on them, because he knew that it's not easy. This breath we have and we admire and we talk about and we'll explain today is something very strong, because it's his breath in me. Is creativity that will be borrowed momentarily by me, and it brings something with it. What does this breath bring that I should fear? That fear refers to what? Look at the verses. He was talking about some magical good, an elixir, something like that. And suddenly he said, oh, there is a fear in this. What is the fear? Do you remember the first day I said all my understanding and everything goes in one direction? There is one thing that, if that one thing is here, I call it a human being and son. If not, that's the animal to me. Therefore, I ask you to be prepared that, first of all, sign a piece of paper to accept that. How much more I could lead you? Responsibility. If there is no responsibility, let's not talk. We're talking about responsibility. And where does it come from, responsibility? This breath. Because creativity is given to you. Means you have choices. Means there is good and bad. Remember that before that, there was no good or bad. In the nature, there is no good. Is there? It's natural. When it comes to you, we say, don't do that. Because you have this responsibility. And yes, if you know how responsible you are, it's really, really fearful. We talked about that and said, okay, let's put that aside. Because you realize, after